For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. The you they are referring to is God. God smashing the yoke. God smashing the pole. God smashing the rod of the taskmaster. I don't know if they still do this, but in hotels in the old days, you might have remembered that in the little drawers in the nightstands, if you opened up one of them, there was always usually a Bible. And if you ever looked at the Bible, it was put together by or sponsored by the Gideon Society. We are hearing about Gideon in today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah as on the day of Midian. And this is what this means. The whole point of Gideon is that the Lord comes to him and says, you're needed. He's needed because there has been 7 years of invasion, always timed with the harvest of Israel by the Midianites. That's why they say the day of Midian. And people in the northern part, Naphtali and Zebulun, would have to go into caves in order to escape these marauding peoples that timed their invasion just for the harvest. And here's Midian. He's trying to bring in his harvest earlier. He's sifting the wheat, and God comes to him and says, you're going to be the one. But I'm the poorest guy here. Doesn't matter. You're the one. And Gideon is then chosen. He gets together a huge army. 30,000 gather, and God said, it's too much. Too much. I don't want you to think that you've got the power. So Gideon has to make the announcement, if anyone is concerned, anyone afraid, you can leave. And well more than 20,000 leave. Then they have a series of other tests. It comes down to 700. And the final test is quite amazing because God said, watch them as they go and drink the water. The ones that drink the water like a dog, you know, on all fours, licking it up with their tongue, those are the ones I want. I want those fighters who are acting like dogs. So he's left with 300. And, I mean, put yourself in that position. You just felt a little bit like a canine, and all of a sudden, you get picked to go in amongst an army of tens of thousands, and you're supposed to defeat them somehow, and then this is how they're supposed to defeat them. They have torches, and they cover them with a jar. There has to be a hole, of course, otherwise they'd snuff themselves out. But the point is to try to hide the light from the torch. They divide into three cohorts, 100, 100, 100, surround the camp. They don't have their hands on their swords. At the signal from Midian, they either break the jars or throw them off, and all of a sudden, the camp is surrounded by light, and they have to yell, a sword for Gideon and a sword for the Lord. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, you see torches all around you and soldiers yelling. You get a little bit frightened. God causes the Midianites to be thrown into confusion. They slay themselves and the rest run. And the Israelites don't have to do a thing. What is the point of all that? Because God is, it seems like every generation, every 100 years, he has to prove to the Israelites, okay, I'm the one in charge. It's my power, not yours. Don't think it's the skill of your leaders. Don't think it is the size or strength of your soldiers or your army. It's me. And the point is this. The real fighting is always going to be God. And the whole point of this happening the seventh year, seventh day rest. It's like, you need to rest. I'm going to do the work. Now, that's very important for us in a spiritual way because we are still in a battle, again, that's not supposed to be violent on the outside, but spiritually it is. The devil wishes death, damnation, fear, division, confusion. He wants to be a spoiler, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to do it. And that means that you and I have to fight evil, particularly temptation, in our own lives. That is our job. And we might think that we are poorly equipped. Yes, we are. That is the point. We are going into battle, and we only have God. So, for example, if you've had a hard time fighting pride, and you seem like, man, I can never, ever stop thinking about only what's best for myself in regards to lowly things, like how do people perceive me, what are they thinking of me, what are they speaking about in regards to me, whether they hold me in good regard at work, in the neighborhood, in my club, this, that, or the other thing. If you are stuck on pride, well, first, welcome to humanity. That is the number one sin. But if you can't get yourself out, here's the point. The thing is, if you're stuck in yourself and you try to get yourself out by your own power, still pride. And so what you need to do is say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I literally cannot win this battle using my own noggin, using my own strength. I am dependent on you. And we have to take kind of a Sabbath rest, which is one of the reasons why we have Mass every single Lord's Day, to remind us it's this resting where our Lord comes to us, giving us the game plan in Scripture and giving us Himself. We need to rest and let it happen. If it's covetousness, which is a very common thing today and in America, because we, again, still are the richest nation in the world, we are bombarded now with algorithms that know exactly what we like. And every time, I just found this out, I didn't know this, but every time you update your phone, you have to go and change everything in your settings so they stop spying on you. Because I kept wondering, how is it they know I like this little thing, or that I've been shopping for this? How do they know this? Again, every time you upgrade, Apple's smart enough to say, we're changing the rules. We can now completely spy on you. And it's true, they do. So they are, in a very intelligent way, encouraging us to buy, or watch, in order to sell advertisements or sell products. And it can be a little bit oppressive. And if we feel like we can't control it, again, that's part of the solution right there. That is the first step. I can't do this on my own. In fact, every 12-step program always involves, I am powerless to deal with this addiction alone. I'm powerless. I can't seem to do it by myself. And it's not, God is not doing this to us to humiliate us. He's doing this to help us know what reality is. He made us without asking us permission. He created the world without us. He doesn't need us, but he just wants us to know the reality that we need him. We need his love. We need his truth. We need his strength in order to smash the yoke of sin, in order to smash the rod of the taskmaster that wishes to drive us as a herd almost into hell, as opposed to having you and I follow our path to heaven. My brothers and sisters, again, when you feel frustrated or powerless, that's the turning point. That is the day of Midian, when you and I are called to imitate Gideon with the light of Christ. The torches is really the light of Christ. And that realization, I can't do this on my own. I need the power of God. I need the grace of God. I need his enlightenment in order to conquer in his name.